what we've done is we've taken what we think are the best of all the ideas that have been circulated, because we don't want to have a price spike that makes this very, very difficult. We want to make this a very smooth transition. And we also don't want to have market speculation. I used to be a stockbroker, so I know what market speculation is. So as you well know, the House bill had an $11 floor on the price of carbon. And we said at $28, we're going to unleash the reserve of allowances that we have, which will act as a mechanism to keep that price at $28. So we call this a soft collar. And we think it will take away the argument that this is going to somehow start a huge spike in energy costs, as well as stimulate speculation. And we're very happy about it. We think it's a very good proposal. And it's a new proposal that really was taken from the best of all of the cost containment proposals we looked at.
What else might you have to do to meet the concerns that have been raised by your fellow Democrats from Midwestern manufacturing states, Ohio, Indiana, et cetera?
We're working very closely with all our colleagues. Some think the bill's too weak. Some think the bill's too strong. Some think the bill's just right. You know, so we're going to work with everyone. We clearly want to make sure that consumers are kept whole. We want to make sure there's a smooth transition. And we believe if we do this bill, there's going to be a whole new platform for economic growth in this country. America will be the leader. There'll be millions of jobs created, thousands of new industries. We know in California, the one bright spot in our economy has been the 10,000 new businesses that have propped up We know in California, there are 10,000 new businesses that were formed since California put global warming legislation into place. And that led to 125,000 jobs, many new patents. So we are very mindful that if we do this bill right, at the end of the day, it will lead to more jobs, not fewer jobs. It will lead to American leadership in the world and prosperity for our people.
Specifically, though, a lot of these folks from manufacturing states, they cast a wary eye toward China and competition there, and they want to see some sort of a border adjustment, as they call it, a carbon tariff or something like that. Is that something in the works in your bill?
In our bill, we have a placeholder for the Finance Committee to come together with a WTO-compliant measure that will indeed make sure that other countries that aren't controlling carbon will have to pay a price for this at the border, either by buying allowances or other ways that they may come up with. That is not the jurisdiction of my committee, but Senator Baucus is very aware, and he has agreed, of course, to work on that.
And is that going to do enough, you think, to get you to 60 votes, that magic number?
Right now, my job is to get the bill out of my committee. That's my job. Once it gets to the floor, Senator Reid is going to take our bill from our committee, then he's going to take the work of all the other committees and meld it into a Reid bill. At that time will be the moment when we reach out for 60 votes. Right now, we take it a step at a time to move forward day by day, inch by inch, you know, foot by foot, until we get to where we need to go. And that means crossing the finish line with a great bill that will really lead to economic growth in this great nation of ours.
Is adding nuclear power to this going to get you Republican votes, you think?
We have a nuclear title. We think it is a good nuclear title because it talks about worker training and research and development for safe nuclear power. There's no question that a lot of our colleagues believe this is essential. They want to do more. That will be an area that we will see. This will be an area that has definite interest for many of my colleagues.
Senator Barbara Boxer of California, thanks for your time.
Thank you for your good work.